This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his perch in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was about to say Nevada, and I don't know why.
Well, you pronounced it right.
Utah or Nevada?
Nevada.
Really?
You pronounced Nevada correctly.
Right. All right, so Jack is, along with his wife, responsible for helping tens of thousands of people through their clinic, but now they have, through any other number of means, the way to connect with you by going to the Facebook page. You can get to facebook.com/forbiddendoctor, but the website, forbiddendoctor.com, to have a consultation. And we'll talk about that through the course of this hour, getting together a lot of information about the flu season. We all kind of have been so focused on the coronavirus, COVID, if you will, that we haven't really paid much attention to what may or may not be a serious flu season. But we're still there. We're in it. It starts about this time every year. People get colds and the flu and get run down and runny nose and whatever else because they don't have a strong immune system. So is there a certifiable way, Jack, to put people into a place where they know their immune system is going to function properly, or because we are all different, does it take different things to enhance our individual immune systems?
Well, that's an excellent question.
Thank you.
For the most part, no, it doesn't take different things for different people. However, you know, the people in the Polynesian Islands have certain dietary requirements that are different than the Inuit Eskimo, that's different than people living high in the Alps, that's different than people living in central China. However, the triggers for the immune systems for all of those people are still the same. Mm-hmm. And it's the presence of some kind of an antigen that gets into the body. It's the presence of some kind of a poison, some aspect of malnutrition that causes a weakness of the tissues that allows some infectious process to start taking place. And the thing that defeats that is the resilience of our white blood cells. The front line, and there's so many aspects to our immune system, but it's the white blood cells that are so important.
Well, they fight.
Well, they fight.
They do. Yeah, they fight the whatever the illness may be. You've taught me, and so has Ken Kronos, about inflammation. And really what we need to do is eliminate inflammation from our system, correct?
Chronic inflammation. Temporary inflammation is a good thing, simply because it's the body's way of addressing a problem.
So you get a bee sting, the difference between temporary and permanent.
Good. You get a bee sting, you're going to get temporary inflammation as the body is trying to address the poison.
Unless you get bitten by one of the monster murder hornets and then...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, chew your head off.
They're about big enough now to carry off a small animal.
Disgusting.
But, yeah, it is. Yeah, anyway. But you're going to get some temporary inflammation. If you get a splinter under your finger you don't pay attention to right away, eventually, within a few hours, it's going to inflame. That's the way your body sends in the material that it needs to cause the tissue to swell. It gets red. It gets full of blood. It gets full of lymph in order to deal with that immediate infectious process. So inflammation there. The problem is when inflammation goes on and goes on and goes on and goes on, and it doesn't go through its normal start-stop
cycle. Heart disease, whatever ailments,
arthritis, other kinds of organ problems with your pancreas, problems with the liver, problems with the kidneys, even problems with the brain, because you can have a constant ongoing inflammatory process in the brain that produces what are known as autoantibodies. And there's a lot of research now indicating that that's the precursor to various forms of dementia, not the least of which, of course, is Alzheimer's. It's just ongoing inflammation.
Now, Sean Connery died over the weekend, and
he was said
to have died because he had dementia in the last year or so of his life. Now, I guess my question, because I recognize that, he didn't really get it until he was in his late 80s, but yet some people get dementia when they're in their 50s, late 50s or 60s?
Yeah, 40s.
What makes the difference? What causes that I mean, how do we address things like that? Because, you know, nobody wants to get dementia or Alzheimer's.
No, and they're, you know, medicine's always looking for some kind of a bug.
But that's
or
some
a virus.
Kind of reason I bring it up is because it's an inflammation in your brain.
Well, it is. Now, what creates the inflammation?
Right.
And so my experience with 30-plus years of doing this and almost 20,000 patients now is two major causes. Number one, some kind of a poisoning, poison that came from some source in the air, the food, or the water. And secondly, malnutrition, certain aspects of our nutritional profile that are not being properly addressed. So it could be the poisons that are in our vegetables and fruits, the glyphosates. It could be the herbicides, pesticides coming through in commercial animal products. Mm-hmm. It could be the fluoride and the chlorine and antibiotics that are coming through in our drinking water that's being recycled.
So anyway, there's a number of different reasons.
There's a number of different reasons.
Is it hardening of the arteries kind of like that?
Hardening of the arteries is not the problem. It's the symptom. Hardening of the arteries, you know, arteriosclerosis can certainly become a problem in and of itself. But that's a symptom.
Lots of fish oil.
Of an underlying problem.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. We know that, man. Yeah. It's beyond argument. That's not even an issue, how important fish oils are. In fact, just before I got on the air with you this morning, I ordered a package of deep ocean fish from a company up in Alaska, the Wild Alaskan Company.
Send me that information. I'd like to.
I will. I'll send it to you
as well.
For a monthly delivery.
Yeah, please. All right. Dr. Yep. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Nearly 500,000 people in our country receive dialysis for kidney failure. A lot of patients require other procedures to ensure that they can continue dialysis. This means visiting a hospital where dialysis patients are at greater risk for infection, like COVID. Andy Solomon is here to give us more information and what to look out for.
There's a life-sustaining therapy that cleans the blood in place of the kidney. Dr. Robert Lookstein, Director of Interventional Radiology Services, Mount Sinai Health System, discusses how to reduce interruptions in dialysis treatment.
Many end-stage renal disease patients require an artery and vein fusion, an access point called an AV fistula designed to handle the needles used in dialysis.
A recent study from Medtronic shows a drug-coated balloon, or DCB, can help keep the AV fistula access point open, ensuring that dialysis treatment can continue by reducing trips to the hospital to reopen the access point.
People living with kidney failure are already vulnerable to illness. Traveling to the hospital could put patients at a greater risk, especially for a patient population where infection is the number two cause of death.
Learn about new advancements in the fight against kidney disease at medtronic.com/dialysis.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, because this month we're saying thanks to our pros in a big way. We have deals on go-to brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. During Provember, now through November 25th, you can buy one DeWalt 20-volt Max XR Power Detect tool and get one Bear tool free. We also have credit options to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid 10/29 through 11/25. See store for details while supplies last. U.S. only.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Moving back into the fold now, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. find the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The most recent one with Jack involved, there are two of them every week, one with Jack and one with Ken. On the most recent podcast with Jack, we talk about why and how he uses a stethoscope. I've always found that stuff. There are electronic stethoscopes, there are regular ones, and we have a discussion on trials required and why they work for supplements and how it's different for supplements and how it is for things that could go through the process with the FDA and that sort of thing. All kinds of stuff. Well, reminders about many things to keep your health up to strength and up to par. You get them every week on the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we were listening to a conversation about kidney disease. You know, there are a lot of people who are worried about their liver, their kidney, their pancreas. So why is the pancreas so much more vulnerable, Jack, than, let's say, your kidneys, although a lot of people do have need kidney transplants and stuff, or the liver? What's the relationship the three have to each other, and why is the, if you're having a problem with your pancreas, is it so much more dangerous than kidney or liver problems?
Well, a pancreas has two primary functions. Maybe what some people might consider the most important is the production of insulin for our sugar handling situations. You don't have enough sugar in your blood, you're going to go into a coma. You have too much sugar in your blood, you're going to go into a coma. Mm-hmm. So the pancreas's support of balancing that sugar by the release of insulin is vitally important. The other half of what the pancreas is doing is producing very, very important enzymes that not only break down proteins, but they clean the body out of things that should not be there, tumors probably being at the top of the list. So when the pancreas is working just fine, we can live to a ripe old age. The liver, I think they've identified something like 600 different functions that the liver is involved with, which is the primary reason you can't live without it.
Yeah.
But it, one of its main jobs is, besides digestion, is filtering and cleaning the blood. Everything you eat, everything you drink, except water, is going to go through the liver before it hits the main blood supply, because nature just doesn't trust you to eat and drink correctly, so it wants to filter that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
The more toxic our food supplies are, more processed foods, more demineralized, denaturalized foods, the more toxic the liver becomes, the more difficult it has of cleaning the job. And the kidneys are kind of a backup to that. Kidneys are constantly filtering water-soluble material that it doesn't want. It'll let go of minerals it doesn't need. It will let go of other kinds of acids and impurities it doesn't need.
So where does urine come from, and where do feces? They come as a result of the functions of these three organs?
Yeah, well, the majority of the feces in your colon is bacteria. You have 4 to 5 pounds of bacteria in the gut at any one time.
Right.
And a lot of that bacteria, as it grows and reproduces itself like the cells of your body do, it passes on out of the body. Because most of the food that we eat, whether it's, you know, decent stuff or something Mother Nature made or not, usually gets broken down into its constituent forms, down to a liquid. It finally enters into the colon as a liquid. One of the colon's main processes is to dehydrate this material to get it into a bulk that your body can get rid of, the majority of which is bacteria.
Hmm.
In the kidney, what the kidney is doing is getting rid of non-solid material that is water-soluble, uric acids and various things like that. There's things that should not be in there. Sugar should not be in there. Protein should not be in there. And these are things they check for.
All right. So there it is. You wondered about how your kidney and liver work? There it is, and the pancreas as well. More expertise coming up from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back into our selective focus on your health and well-being. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here, noting when we were talking about your immune system, and because we're in the flu season, how do you avoid taking a flu shot? My sister was telling me yesterday she and her husband got a flu shot, and they don't usually get them, but they thought they'd come in handy this year. I said, well, I'm not getting one. I haven't had one. Every doctor I've seen since I had my TIA, well, I got to get a flu shot, got to get a flu shot, got to get a flu shot. I don't see I think it runs counter to my own belief in myself. Maybe I'm being foolish, but I also, when it comes to my immune system, you have trained me, you and Mary have trained me very well, and frankly, I've always been kind of conscious of my immune system. I don't know that I knew how to tune it up. I take a lot of everything just to make sure I had, and we were talking about what goes out, what filters out through your urine or your poop a little bit ago, and a lot of the stuff that you don't need goes out. It isn't going to hurt your body. I learned that early on, but if you the color of your urine is going to indicate how much of the stuff you're taking for supplements is actually going to work and how much you're just, it goes out of your system. So, some of the things, one of the things we like to do is focus on a supplement every week from Standard Process. And this Congaplex, which is a support, really strong support for your immune system, is one of many tools, or is this all you need for a strong immune system, Jack?
Well, we have a podcast called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu that gets into a much more expanded picture. This particular supplement, Congaplex, is for congestion. It helps to support the body, deal with congestion, upper respiratory congestion. When you run across something during this season, between now and, next April or something like that, yep. It's when we're more susceptible to this stuff. And one of its major jobs is to support the function of the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is where T cells are educated. Now, when you hear about the immune system, you hear a lot about T cells and B cells. T cells are the main frontline attack against something that is growing, something present that shouldn't be there in either the lymph or the tissues or the bloodstream or whatever else. B cells manufacture your antibodies. And B cells are waiting for signals from T cells to do their job, which is why it usually takes a week to 10 days, maybe 14 days for you to build an antibody to something you've come in contact with. You walk into a room, somebody's spreading some bacterial stuff because they're coughing and sneezing. You pick it up. You're not familiar with it. The T cells will respond to it right away to attack it. The T cells release a chemical messenger that signals the B cells, okay, here's something we got to deal with. We don't want to have to deal with this again in the future. Please make some antibodies, which will take a week to 2 weeks for that to take place. And that's the normal process of the immune response, and that's what Conjuplex does. It supports that function. If we're not getting what we need in our diet to do that, this is a very good thing. If I feel the slightest little sniffle, if I feel the slightest little itchy feeling in the back of my throat, if I feel like I'm starting to drag, I'll take a bunch of this right away.
There's a spray, though, that they have a standard process that is used. If I start getting a tickle, that's what I do. I spray that in.
Herbal throat spray.
Yeah, I didn't know that Conjuplex was good for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, they kind of work in conjunction, especially if you start getting an itchy, scratchy throat and you know something's come on. Herbal throat spray is perfect.
Yeah, I think there are a number of other things that go hand in hand with this.
Sure.
That I may want to ask you about. I also want to talk a little bit more about some of the foods that we're eating at this time of year and how well they act or work in our bodies. That is, we continue in the next half hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you. And I want to thank all of our support.
President Trump's comments on this very early Wednesday, the president winning Ohio, Florida, Texas, and Iowa. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also speaking from Wilmington, Delaware. Biden saying it could be a while until America gets a final result.
We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer.
The former vice president continues.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
An important seat remains in the hands of Republicans.
Republican John Cornyn has held his Senate seat since 2003 and will continue to do so. Democratic challenger MJ Hagar worried some in this red state, as she didn't necessarily fit the liberal mold. She's former military and promised to uphold the Second Amendment. She was banking on claims that Cornyn had become complacent. Texans disagreed. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
As Americans in record numbers headed to the polls on Tuesday, one thing is certain: even if President Trump is not reelected, he has a following. From packed rallies to the Trump trains taking place across the country, what drew so many people to President Trump? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy believes,
I think Donald Trump was elected president for two reasons. The American people elected him as an insult to the political elite in Washington, D.C. I think the American people also elected him because he never talked down to them.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com, or as well, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four at the hour now. This is Good Day Health, another week of great information. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Flu season, we're talking about your immune system. Jack calls our attention to one of the supplements available through his office and online at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The product from Standard Process called Congaplex. One of my big problems that I say with Jack are the things that I wish there was more info on the bottle as to what they did. That's why I ask him for clarification. So if any of you happen to go through the list that Jack has published at ForbiddenDoctor.com of all of the things that are available from Standard Process, you'll know kind of what they are. So there are things that work with, if we're talking about an immune system, von Congaplex, you were talking about why that works. There are other things. I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but I know in my own supplemental regimen, I have some of these things that work with Congaplex. This is a combination of things, including Thymex, which is pretty close to your thyroid. You have a thyroid product that you and Mary have cooked up along with the energy enzymes, right?
Oh yes. Well, the ageless thyroid. mm-hmm. product that we have is designed to support thyroid function.
So how is that different than Thymex? How is that?
Okay, now Thymex is designed to support the thymus gland. The thymus gland is sitting below the thyroid. The thyroid there is in the bottom part of your throat. And
the hip bone's connected to the leg bone.
Yes, and where you feel that little bony notch at the top of your breastbone, right underneath that is where you find the thymus gland.
I'm touching it right now.
And thymus gland, thymus gland is the schooling. It's the schooling for T cells. T cells are born in the bone marrow.
Yeah.
But in the thymus gland, they are schooled. There's no better word for it than that. Mm-hmm. And through chemical messaging and chemical instruction, T cells are then turned into recruits in a police academy.
How the body works. It's just so
it's
amazing.
A marvelous thing. It is.
And what it is that makes things work. It really is amazing. All right. Now, Congaplex and the other things withstanding or notwithstanding, let's talk about what the popular foods are. We're getting away from Halloween and all the sugary stuff that you warn us about. But from now, it starts before Halloween, goes through Thanksgiving, and often through Christmas, pumpkins. We decorate them for Halloween. We eat them in various pumpkin forms for Thanksgiving. We make pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm told that pumpkins are really very important. They are the best-known source of beta-carotene. What does beta-carotene do, and why do we need it?
Well, carotenes are involved in several processes inside the body. But that's where we get the name carrot, because it's orange because it's full of carotenes.
Right.
Pumpkins are orange because they're full of carotenes. The problem is that when we take pumpkin, we just don't eat the pumpkin. We mix it with a bunch of sugar and turn it into a pie.
Right.
You can still get the carotene effect from eating pumpkin pie, but all that sugar...
What a killjoy you are.
I know
how many good meals you ruin for me?
I do eat pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. There's no issue about it. I will have two or three or four pieces spread over a couple of weeks. I certainly will. I love pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Do you eat birthday cake when you have your birthday?
I had my birthday this last week, and yes, I did. But it was homemade, actually food-based cake.
Yeah.
It's actually a healthy cake, and it's made. Now you're not going to like this, but it's made from eggs, and it's made from coconut flour, and it's made with honey, and it's made with raw cocoa. So raw cocoa, honey, eggs, and coconut flour, and there's no wheat or any products like that in it. And it actually turns out, depending on how much you eat, you could actually consider it a healthy piece of cake.
Right.
I think we've got a recipe for it somewhere at Forbidden Doctor. But once a year, when Rourke's birthday and my birthday is the same day.
Oh, really? Your son and you? I didn't remember.
29th.
That.
Yeah, we just had a birthday last Thursday.
Yeah.
And Mary made this cake, and we usually have it about once a year, and it does not last very long at all. Because it's absolutely delicious. You got it. And because of what's in it, I consider it a healthy cake, so I eat more than my normal portion.
All right, but this underscores, the reason I bring it up in part, is because food is the best protector of your body if you have good, healthy food. And pumpkins, it came to my attention, were really loaded with lots of things that we need, like fiber and potassium and vitamin C. And
another part to the pumpkin, too, and that's the pumpkin seed. And if the pumpkins are grown in mineral-rich soil, those things are loaded in zinc.
Mm-hmm. They're a very popular snack now.
Oh, yes, it is.
Very popular.
They're very, very healthy, and there's obviously no sugar involved. And if you can get the fermented form, you know, that you can get those in a lot of stores anymore, the fermented form of the pumpkin seed, you have something easily digested. It already has been half digested because of the fermentation process. It's loaded with zinc that your immune system needs, but also your pancreas and your ability to process sugars along with chromium is loaded with zinc as well.
Haven't we been focused more on zinc because of the attention that's been given to it? The virus is thwarted if you have enough zinc in your body. That's become, I don't think people thought about zinc or even knew much about zinc before the virus. The average patient comes to your office, does he or she know what zinc is?
After we've had a chat with them, yes.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
when
they
come
pushing
to do
zinc,
it.
We've been pushing zinc ever since we opened up the clinic because we've known. I was taught that in school.
Is there any such thing as having too much zinc?
If you're any mineral that is coming from a food source, so that it's locked up with a protein or an amino acid or peptide or something, if your body doesn't need it, it has an easy transport system to get rid of it. When you have it in an inorganic form, which a lot of supplements have inorganic zinc, mm-hmm. the body will process it, but it takes a lot longer, and it has an ability to build to toxic levels. That's absolutely true.
So when we, let me ask you, I'm going to pause for a moment. I want to get the story behind the story as to what we really need to have in some of these vaccines if they are to work. A reminder about your body and your mind, how well they go together. Hopefully that's your story anyway. I'm a great believer in the spirit-mind-body connection. I can put the mind and body together in a practical way, because if we talk about losing weight and how important it is to get on the Calitrin diet and the exercise program that goes with it, et cetera, et cetera. But are you taking care of your brain is the question. If you're not, you need the dietary supplement Prevagen. And when I say that, Jack will be the first to tell you that your brain needs nutrition. It needs nourishment. It needs to have all the vital things. Your whole body, you got to take the whole body approach. And your brain is very important, obviously, for the function of everything else in your body. So let's make sure it's healthier by taking the all-natural, proven brain health supplement, Prevagen. For a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, back here. We were talking about the vaccines and stuff, and I asked you about zinc in vaccines. When you examine, do you ever look at the formulas for these vaccines,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are in trial now, even though you won't take one? Your clients, your patients are going to come to you, and whether it's asking questions through the various sources that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com by taking the symptom survey. But, you know, people want to know what it is if they ask you, should I take the vaccine or I'm going to take it, what's in it, or should there be this, that, or the other?
You know, they'll ask me, should I take it? And our standard answer is, read the insert. Read the insert, read what's in there, and then make up your own mind what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient do that the other day when they were taking their children in for a well baby checkup, which seems silly to me. Why would you get a well baby checked up? But in any event, because you're just going to be asking for trouble. But with that having been said, the doctor said, well, they're a couple of shots behind. And so the father said, well, I'd like to read the insert of what's in that before you give the injection. Mm-hmm. And the doctor refused service at that point. He said, you need to go somewhere else.
Really?
Just like that. I said, you need to go somewhere else. I'm not about to, you don't need to see that information.
Wow.
And the father said, I beg your pardon.
Woo!
Oh, yes. You need to go to another doctor. Well, the pediatrician knows that if the parent reads what's in those things, they're probably not going to want it injected into their child. But every container of a vaccine has this insert that mm-hmm. tells you what's in that thing. And a lot of people just think, oh, it's just, you know, saline, sterile water in a dead bug. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your body would never recognize it. Because you're eating dead bugs all the time in your food. You're breathing in dead bugs in your lungs.
In the summertime when I have my mouth open.
With that
bugs
dust flying all over the place?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Bugs, flies, mosquitoes, ticks. Who knows what I swallow?
Hopefully not spiders.
No, right.
Yeah.
All right, or hopefully not these murder hornets either.
Oh, my goodness.
Under the circumstances.
Do you have those in Massachusetts, Eric?
No. They're going to get rid of them. They'll find a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, we have to focus again on the Chinese, the virus. They're responsible for the hornets. It's, you know.
No, we may need anti-aircraft guns to get rid of them.
Yeah.
They're so big.
Right. Exactly. All right. So one of the things that people are wondering about, all doctors, is how this new world order of patient records online, electronically. Do people doing the same sort of service that you do have those? Regular conventional doctors have these things. They belong to Patient Portal or whatever the other things are. Can you do that? Can you access that sort of thing in dealing with you and the services you provide?
Well, the way Medicare laws are now, you have to be electronic. You can't do paper submissions of patient reimbursement for Medicare anymore. So we have a lot of Medicare patients. So we have to file online their Medicare claims. Now, everything in-house, of course, is digital through a computer system, so we can keep track of everything. But if they can hack into bank accounts, if they can hack into credit card stuff, it won't be long if they're not already hacking into electronic digital records of people's, you know, everything is supposed to be protected by HIPAA. It won't be long before they're hacking into that as well. And that can breed a whole new set of problems.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting to see how the government is chasing, again, running. It's not you who's running your system. It's the government running your system.
Yep.
Don't forget about our supplement of the week here. If you're strengthening your immune system, this is a must-have. Find it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. From Standard Process, it's Congaplex. That's what you're going to ask for. Dr. Jack and Doug here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Let us help you understand more clearly what's going on in the world of medicine. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with the focus on the usual. Well, I shouldn't say the usual because Jack's pretty unusual. He and his wife run a great clinic in Salt Lake City. And if you are in the vicinity, well, you don't have to be in the vicinity with now the way you can get through on. Do they use Zoom? Do doctors, or do they have their own special, like, Zoom channel?
Sure.
When you do telemedicine, what do you do?
We do, and we have our monthly webinar coming out this Thursday morning, and we do Zoom. And all you have to do is go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and register for the webinar.
Right.
And you'll be included. You'll be given a link. And we use, gosh, Doug, we've been using Zoom for several years now for our live webinars.
Right. But the problem is it's a Chinese company. And they're trying, I think.
Zoom is a Chinese company?
Yes. Zoom is run by the Chinese. Yeah.
Uh-oh. And I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Most people don't. They just say, okay, let's use Zoom. They don't know what the story behind the story is. But, I mean, I don't want to distract from our real message here, and that is that you are available via telemedicine. If you go to Facebook.com, Forbidden Doctor, or you just go to the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll find that. And then there are other things that are of interest and importance. Your wife must have had a hand in this recommendation. There's an enthusiastic endorsement for using eggs and how that works. Remember when we were kids, doctors say, don't eat eggs because there's too much cholesterol in them and that'll cause heart disease. Well, hello. Welcome to 180 degrees later. What's the story, Jack?
Well, in the peer-reviewed medical journal, Heart, we don't need to wonder what the article's about. No, they've recently done a study of several thousand people that were a part of the study, and they found out that those who ate an egg a day had a 12% lower risk of ischemic heart disease and an 18% lower risk of cardiovascular disease-related death than those who rarely or never eat eggs. And in addition, the daily egg consumption reduced the risk of hemorrhagic stroke by 26%. And so overall, these findings, you know,
folks, can
how
I
long
you know
have I been
secret?
On your show now?
Fire, just a second.
Egg.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. The real story behind the story, and I don't mean to make this all about me, but it kind of is, because Mary and Jack have been after me to eat eggs. They have this horrible thing that they, two of them, drink every day. They make a power sort of protein drink, and they throw raw eggs into it and all kinds of other stuff. And Mary, whenever I'm staying there, is happy to tell me that well, I'm wise to her now. So I'm figuring, okay, but it's just something gross about eating a raw egg. That's all.
Well,
I mean,
when you mix it up in the shake, you don't know it's there.
My question is because you told me it was there.
Raw eggs have no taste. Yeah. And once they mix up in the shake, they get frothy and foamy, and that's very rich tasting, very rich material. But cook it then. And you can also have Mary's milkshake without an egg. You don't have to put a raw egg in it.
Daisy and I we share a hard-boiled egg every day. That's the truth. I cut it in half. She gets half, I get half. That's how I do my daily egg consumption. And because I cannot stand these people, I will not go to eat breakfast or any meal with anybody who has eggs over easy. Awful. I think I had a meal with you once.
The more you cook an egg, the more you destroy the amino acid fat content of that egg.
Yeah. Okay.
That is very necessary for reducing heart disease.
Okay. I mean, so the message here isn't about whether I like eggs or not. The message, the more important message is that Jack's figured and has found in this journal Heart the reasons for you to have an egg every day. Period.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Exactly.
So,
and mankind has been eating eggs for as long as we've been here.
So
heart disease hasn't been an issue.
With the information from 40, 50 years ago that eggs were bad for you and you shouldn't eat them because there's too damn much cholesterol in them.
Because it was a big push by the vegetable oil industry to move people away from animal fats to vegetable fats.
Okay.
To spark that end. I mean, it was always money. It's always been money.
Yeah, right. Follow the money.
Yes.
All right, here's something to follow. Yes, it does cost money to buy Calitrin and to get on the program, but you can buy 3 months worth of product and get 6 months in return using the DJV code. And why would you want to do that? Well, you could follow the page. I'm looking at a portion of toploss.com right now. 359 reviews of people who have lost weight, have less joint pain. They've been able to sleep much better. Losing pounds and inches is a slow and steady pace, says Johnny Roush. Okay, so there you go. Look at them all at toploss.com and get the message here. The message is that you can lose weight, keep it off the healthy way, no stimulants, it's all natural. That's why I talk about it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout to save money and get the deals. It's 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.